Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? We are super grateful for this week's Earbuds sponsors. First up, the Purple Principle. Thanksgiving gatherings were never friction-free. Now, sprinkle partisanship over a fifth wave of COVID, and fireworks are on the menu. But not if you tune into the Purple Principle's three-part series, Celebration and Polarization. Part 1, Tanya Israel prescribes respect and active listening. Part 2, Lee McIntyre talks turkey with anti-vaxxers. And Part 3, Dominic Packer explains the central role identity plays in polarized issues. Go to purpleprinciple.com or any podcast app for this holiday survival kit. Again, that's purpleprinciple.com to listen to the three-part series that is also a holiday survival kit. We are also supported this week by Pod People. Yes, you heard that right. We're supported by Purple Principle and Pod People. What is Pod People all about? If you're interested in working with clients like Wondery, HBO, and Netflix, you should join Pod People. Pod People is an audio production company and staffing agency providing audio creators amazing job opportunities and free resources. Learn more about Pod People by going to podpeople.com. Welcome back to another episode of Feedback with Earbuds. It is almost Thanksgiving week here in the U.S., and I'm road tripping to my grandpa's house. And that means that when I return, I will have listened to hours and hours of podcasts. I warned my mom in advance that on this road trip, it was going to be all podcasts all the time, some music here and there, but I've got a lot to catch up on. There are more and more incredible podcasts being produced every single week, and I'm afraid I'm missing them, so I'm always grateful to have a road trip to get me back on track. Whew! I wish we could all have a week or two where we promise not to produce anything so we can catch up a little bit. What do you think? Do you think we could pull something like that off? Anyway, last week, we tried out a listener engagement theory of mine. I asked you, dear listener, to DM me, basically to prove that you're listening right now and to see if my call to action was strong enough or pointed enough. I asked you to DM me on Twitter telling me your favorite ice cream flavor. I did hear from about 11 of you, which is not that bad. Pretty good. Congratulations. Pat yourselves on the back if that was you. But I know for a fact that there are more than 11 of you listening to this show, so I'm curious. Let me ask, no need to DM me to let me know, but think to yourself, what makes you want to answer a call to action on somebody's podcast? What makes you actually take action when a call is given? What prevents you from acting? Does it depend on who's asking, how they ask it, how many times they ask? Just something to think about. I know that a lot of people who listen to this podcast are podcasters themselves, and a lot of people who listen to this podcast just really love podcasts and are looking for more recommendations. And I know that a lot of you cover both of those roles, just like me. I listen to a lot of podcasts and I create a lot of podcasts, not just this one, but I also produce on a few other shows. So I try to talk to both the creators and the listeners and try to give some insight into both sides of the coin in this podcast listener and creation landscape. So always curious to hear your theories about listener engagement and other things of that sort. Of course, you can DM me to, number one, let me know you're listening. Number two, to let me know what you think about this topic. All right, we've got another packed episode for you today. In a moment, I'll chat with Joanne Schilling of Interview Valet. She curated this week's Earbuds list on the theme Feeling Thankful. Joanne chose this theme because she's thankful she gets to work with awesome people and creators in her job at Interview Valet. But I figured that since her theme had the word thanks in it, that it'd be perfect for Thanksgiving. After I chat with Joanne about her role at Interview Valet and we hear about her podcast picks, we'll share our podcast spotlight, some more audio info, and then we'll close it out. Joanne is a podcast relationship manager at Interview Valet. She'll tell you about what that means right now. Joanne Schilling, you're on the podcast. How are you today?
Hey, Arielle. Thank you so much for having me. It's a real treat. I appreciate this.
glad to have you here and to talk about you, what you do in the podcast space, and then your podcast picks for this week of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Let's start off with you and who you are. What do you do?
Okay. So I work for a company called Interview Valet, and I am a podcast relationship manager, which is a really cool way of saying that I get paid to listen to podcasts, which is awesome. And so I reach out to podcast hosts and introduce guests that are our clients that would have valuable tips or products or services that their audience would appreciate. So I personally introduce people and make connections and nurture connections and relationships. So I really like it.
So for folks who don't know, what is Interview Valet?
Yeah. So Interview Valet, what they would call is a podcast guest marketing service, but we also do a lot more than that because it's a real concierge level service that includes training. The guests get professional microphone. They go through a walkthrough interview. They get a personal dashboard in our database. I mean, there's just this whole list of things that we do to prepare our clients to be the best guests that they can be on shows. And our mission is to personally introduce inspiring thought leaders to millions of ideal people that they could serve for the betterment of all.
How did you get involved in the podcast space?
It was really a lucky accident, you could say. I was traveling. I was on a trip with my son that we had anticipated to last a few months at least. It was a ski trip. And as what happens with skiing, a lot of times it's a high risk sport and I got injured. So I was basically, I was laid up and looking online for kind of like a part-time gig to just fill some space while I was healing. And this came up and It's been awesome. I've learned so much because Interview Valet has been a remote company for, I think, since 2015. So they really know what they're doing. And I've just learned so much in terms of project collaboration software and, you know, Loom videos and scheduling. And so it's been amazing for me. It's a great company to work for.
Were you a podcast listener before you found this job?
Yes. Definitely. Yeah. And I would say it really boomed, especially in the beginning of the pandemic when I was sitting at home alone in my apartment, you know, working on crossword puzzles. The world is shut down. And it was a great connection to the world outside and, you know, just hearing voices and feeling like I was kind of working on my personal development in a way. You know, like when I listen to podcasts, I feel like I'm learning something. I'm not just spacing out, you know, listening to music or whatever. So yeah, definitely a listener.
Well, let's shift gears and talk about some of the podcasts that you chose for this week's theme at Earbuds Podcast Collective. The theme you chose is feeling thankful. And we are lining that up with Thanksgiving at Earbuds Podcast Collective. So, Joanne, why did you choose this theme?
I chose this theme because generally, I think you can tell that I'm excited about my job and what I get to do. So I do feel thankful every day that I get to work with the hosts that I work with, that I get to do what I love and make money at it. And especially these shows are really uplifting women. They have messages about positivity, inspiration, business, leadership, and experience. And as kind of a disclaimer there as well, we do have different verticals within Interview Valet. And I am in that business, we call it a pod. I am within that business pod. So that's why a lot of these shows have that kind of theme. So
let's get to your podcast picks. The first episode that you chose is from the podcast Let's Coach with Carolyn. And the episode is called Staying Happy and Being Productive with guest Dr. Roger Hall. So what is that one about?
Yeah, well, Carolyn is just an amazing host. She always responds to my guest suggestions, either lets me know that they would be good for her show or not, or why. And that feedback is always helpful to help me continue that search for guests for her. And she's always prepared. We get great feedback from guests. This episode specifically, I really enjoyed because Dr. Roger Hall, he talks about his career choice and how that was a challenge for him. And I think that just can kind of appeal to anybody who's at that stage in their life, you know, whether it's in college or pre-college or even later in life, even now, you know, post-pandemic, people are having a lot of changes with their careers. So they just have a really great discussion about that. He mentions in his book, it starts with the line, which is the first sentence of Anna Karenina, happy families are all alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. And I love fiction. I love reading. So that appeals to me. And then I also think that kind of, that sentence just kind of boils down a lot of the field of like clinical psychology. When, you know, you work with somebody, I think a lot of people have, you know, childhood trauma and problems with their families of origin, and kind of our work as adults is moving past that.
Absolutely. The next episode comes from the podcast Tribe of Leaders, and the episode is called Breaking the Rules, Bringing Growth and Change in a Male-Dominated Industry with Sky Stevens.
Yes. Yep. The host is Emmy Kirchner. This episode I love because I really can identify with Sky and her story. She has worked with her father in a male-dominated industry. And that is basically what I did for 15 years before podcasts, before my work with Interview Valet. I worked with my father at our family-run auto repair shop. So really, yeah, I can really identify a lot with what Sky talks about. And she's Australian, and I'm a sucker for accents. So
the next episode comes from the podcast Raise Your Game, and the episode is called The Game Changer's Guide to Radical Success.
This show is produced in Malaysia. It is regularly tops the BFM podcast download chart. Christine is just also a very generous host. One time I had introduced a guest and she said, I don't think they would work for my show, but there's another woman that produces a show in our network and she introduced me to her. So I appreciate that. And again, this episode is about post-pandemic world of work, and Tavis Trower is the guest. She really pinpoints skills that we need to create real success in our lives. So it's just very actionable tips, which I appreciate.
Me too. Mm-hmm. The next episode comes from Women Developing Brilliance, and the episode is called Soulful Biz Strategies with Kate Kordsmeyer. What's that one about?
I love this host. Casey is the best. She is one of the first hosts that I started contacting, and she's always just been so responsive and so positive. And this episode particularly, I remember listening to it that day. I heard what I needed to hear, you know, and it was Kate talks about a lot about her spirituality and how she weaves that into her business strategy. And that just kind of blew my mind. And this episode also, this relationship specifically between Casey and Kate, Kate is also a podcast host and they were able to do a podcast swap. So, wow. You know, Kate was on Casey's show, Casey's on Kate's show. And it just kind of shows how the synergy of Interview Valet sometimes, like when I get to make those connections, that's like a bonus.
Absolutely. Yeah. I am a big fan of whenever people ask me, how do I grow my show? The first thing I say is collaborate with other shows that have similar drives, guest swap, promo swap, all the things. So we'll talk about how to get involved with Interview Valet once we get through our podcast picks. The last one of the week comes from the podcast Voices of CX, and the episode is called Leslie Short, Create a Company Culture You Can Be Proud of with DEI.
Yes, this is another example of a great host I get to work with. And the episode with Leslie, they have such a smart conversation about race, gender, disability, veterans, and introducing diversity, equality, and inclusion to the workplace. And I watched the video portion of this episode, and it was just great. They're just such beautiful, professional women, and really inspiring.
Did you set up the connections between all of these guests and hosts for the episodes that you recommended?
I think probably about 3 out of the 5 of these I did personally, but these, they are all guests. They're all clients of Interview Valet on these shows.
Love it. So would you say that the thing that ties all of these episodes together is 1, women, 2, business, and then 3, that you are thankful for the information that you get from these episodes? How would you tie them together?
Personally, yes. My theme of feeling thankful is that I get to do this. I get to work with these people, and I'm just thankful for them as hosts and for their shows and what they bring, you know, to the ideas that they bring out into the world. And definitely I would say women focused business strategies is a common theme with all of them.
So if folks who are listening are interested in either guesting on more shows or getting guests on their show, how can they get involved with Interview Valet?
Go to interviewvalet.com. For the people that are interested in becoming clients of the company and getting themselves on more podcasts, they can book a call, a discovery call with one of our team members in sales that will, you know, just walk them through things. They can go through a checklist that basically, you know, helps them decide if being on more podcasts is something that's going to be very beneficial to them. And, you know, working with us, if that's going to be in alignment. And then for the host side of things, I believe they can also go to the website and they can fill out a form that will just give a little more information about their show and let us know that they are open and interested in receiving these guest suggestions, and they'll get set up with somebody like me, a podcast relationship manager.
Can you give us an example of a success story of a connection that you were able to make that was just dynamite on both sides?
Honestly, I would probably say the one that I had included on the list here for this Women Developing Brilliance, The Spirit of Business with Casey Rossi, because both of these women have such a similar outlook on their business and just raising up other women, raising up, you know, consciousness. And they were able to really help each other out by being a guest on each other's show. So I would say that was a real example of what I like to do at Interview Valet and how it really helps both sides.
Well, Joanne Schilling, thank you so much for joining me on Feedback with Earbuds.
Thanks, Ariel. Best of luck, and I'll be listening.
Big thank you to Joanne Schilling for curating this week's list and for joining me in the virtual earbud studio powered by Squadcast. Squadcast is a remote recording studio that helps podcasters record studio quality audio and video from anywhere with anyone at any time. If you want to test it out, we'll have a link to the 7-day free trial in the show notes of this episode. I am Squadcast Community Manager, so if you love it, please let me know. We will link to all of Joanne's podcast picks in the show notes of this episode. And as always, you can find our newsletter, also with links, at earbudspodcastcollective.org. If you prefer to find podcast recommendations on Instagram, Instagram now officially allows anybody to link on their stories. It used to be that you had to have 10,000 people following you in order to link in your stories. They called it a swipe up. Now anybody can include a link. So if you follow us on Instagram at Earbuds Podcast Collective and you check out our stories, we link every day to the different episodes that we are checking out and that we recommend. Do you want to curate a list for us? We'd love that. Anybody can do it. And when you curate a list, you can include one of your own episodes as part of your theme. You can learn more about how to curate a list for Earbuds Podcast Collective at our website. Now it's spotlight time. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. That spotlight pick usually has nothing to do with the theme up top because we like to give you audio content all across the board in lots of different genres and in lots of different topic areas. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in the newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast This Week in Culture. This spotlight was submitted by Earbuds reader Latrice Davis. The description for this podcast is short, so you'll just have to trust Latrice on this one. This Week in Culture is all about movies and television reviews. It's about all things in and about the culture. You can find This Week in Culture wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, a few quick ads and opportunities before we close it out for the week. First up, I'm teaching a podcast marketing class on December 2nd from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern through the Montana Media Lab. If you have a podcast and you're having trouble growing it or you're wondering about marketing tactics, that's what I'll be covering. I'll have a link to register for it in the show notes. And next up, an announcement from one of our supporters, Clever.fm. Clever.fm is creating the YouTube of podcasting, and they're offering the first 100 podcast hosts free white glove services to help tag and link out content in your show. If you're looking for a way to have listeners interact with your content more easily, Clever.fm can help. Basically, what they do is if you listen in their app, whenever I mention a link to a podcast or to anything, that link will pop up on your screen rather than you having to go out and find it. I think if done right, this app can really change the listening game. That way you don't have to remember all the promo codes that you're told about how to buy a mattress. You can just click on that link when you're ready to click on that link after you listen to the episode that you're listening to. So again, that's clever.fm. And if you're a podcaster and want them to do free white glove services for you, you just have to be one of the first 100 podcast hosts. I would grab this deal early if you can. I will have details for it in the show notes of this episode. But of course, if you were listening on Clever, it would pop up right now. And that's it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Happy Thanksgiving if you're in the US. Happy regular weekend or week elsewhere, wherever you are, whenever you're listening. I appreciate you tuning in. Another huge thank you to our supporters this week, the Purple Principal and Pod People. Say that 5 times fast. It's a very alliterative week this week. Have a good one, everybody. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.